Monarchy by David Starkey. Read by Jim Norton. The Imperial Crown. In late 1487, King Henry VII had much to celebrate. In the space of only 2 years, he had won the crown in battle, married the heiress of the rival royal house, fathered a son and heir, and defeated a dangerous rebellion. Secure at last, he decided to commemorate the fact by commissioning a new crown. And he would first wear it on the Feast of the Epiphany, the 6th of January, 1488, at the climax of the 12 days of Christmas, when the monarch reenacted the part of the three kings who had presented their gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the Christ child. The new crown caused a sensation, as well it might. The circlet was thickly encrusted with rubies, sapphires, and diamonds, highlighted with large pearls. From the circlet there rose 5 crosses, alternating with the same number of fleur-de-lis. These, too, were thickly set with stones and pearls, with each fleur-de-lis in addition having on its upper petal a cameo carved with an image of sacred kingship. The crown was surmounted by 2 jewelled arches, with at their crossing a plain gold orb and cross, and it weighed a crushing 7 pounds. The man who ordered the crown imperial to be made was the founder of the Tudor dynasty, Henry Tudor, a man who seized the throne against the odds, amid bloodshed and murderous family feuds. But behind the gore was the fundamental question of how England should be ruled. Henry thought he knew the answer, but his cure proved as bad as the disease. The story begins 5 years before Henry Tudor's birth, when a 9-year-old girl was summoned to court. Margaret Beaufort, with her fortune of £1,000 a year, was the richest heiress in England.